You may not know the name David Vetter, but I'm guessing you may know the name he's better known by, Bubble Boy. Today, our Retro Report team looks at a landmark case in medicine, a boy without an immune system who was placed in a plastic isolator bubble environment from birth. The 12 years he spent there taught medical science a lot about the immune system. But as the Bubble Boy, Vetter's struggle to survive captured the imagination of a world he could never be a part of. Kit Roan from Retro Report is the producer. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
Let's remind people of just how much in the kind of pop culture milieu Bubble Boy was, for good or ill. Here's a sample.
What are you looking at? Never seen a kid in a bubble before?
Of course I have. Come on. My cousin's in a bubble.
You'll be living in this bubble. It's clear plastic, so the world can see how normal you are.
From The Simpsons and from Seinfeld, jokes about Bubble Boy, which are certainly inappropriate if you consider the case of David Vetter. But nevertheless, people were really struck by living in a plastic suit in some way.
The first kind of media attention that came to him, obviously, was the nightly news. But it, you know, that built up, and you had him. They showed him with in a NASA spacesuit when he was around 6 or 7, walking around, and they would go and show him in his bubble in the hospital, sort of waving through it. I think that for Carol Ann Vetter and others whose children had this disease, those sorts of things were very, very hurtful. They also kind of kept this image of the boy in the bubble alive in a certain kind of corrupted sense, which did, I think, they seem to think, help allow them to push through legislation to get testing done for this rare disease.
And here you have Carol Ann Vetter, who is David Vetter's mother, describing just how tragic they experienced this as something that wasn't going to be permanent.
We thought that the immune system was just slow to develop. There was never any plan to keep David in there in the bubble indefinitely.
And that really addresses the ethical considerations, because one was inclined to question the idea of even doing this. But as a temporary measure, it made perfect sense.
She had had a child that had died at 7 months, about a year prior to David's birth. So she knew that there was a risk. But her doctors also said, look, there have been cases where kids have, their immune system has spontaneously begun to work. She also she had a daughter who had been a match for her previous child, a bone marrow match, but the child had been too sick by that point when they figured it out to actually try to do a bone marrow transfer. So she had these things to kind of count on. That said, it was obviously a very risky proposition, but she was pregnant. Her view was, well, what else am I going to do?
What was it that in the end proved to be David Vetter's demise, even given the bubble suit? And by then, how much did we know about treating the disease because of his case?
When he was born, you had to have an exact match. By the time of David Vetter's death at 12, this procedure had advanced to the point where you didn't need a perfect match. The procedure was working. What ended up killing David Vetter was a common virus, an Epstein-Barr virus, that kind of lay hidden in the bone marrow of his sister that was transferred into him. And that Epstein-Barr virus opened the gateway for lymphoma, for a cancer, which just spread quickly, ravaged his body.
Does this idea of the bubble boy, though, survive David Vetter? It seems to.
Yeah. When David was born in that period, no one had ever seen anything like this. It's just, I think, for the families, too bad that the people remember John Travolta or the Bubble Boy movie or the Seinfeld episode or the Simpsons episode more than they do the actual little boy.
Kit Roan is a Retro Report producer looking back at the Bubble Boy case of David Vetter with SCID, Severe Combined Immune Deficiency Syndrome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.